Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I am Troy Shockley, and this is the Coffee Break Podcast. Thanks for joining our chat today. Coffee Break brought to you by Cochrane Insurance. We get to chat with McKinley Winkle. McKinley, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I mean, so you're new to the chamber. You were saying, you can count weeks from when you started.
Yes, I started the middle of August, so I'm still getting my feet wet. I'm very new, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, so already drawing the short straw and having to get up early and come in and talk with us.
Oh, no, I love it.
Last month, Kathy promises me she's going to make it a priority to get in October. She sent Mike Mergenthaler last month. He came in and we chatted with Mike. So, Kathy, we look forward to chatting with you next time around. But before we dive into what you're doing at the chamber, McKinley, can you kind of just introduce yourself to everybody a little bit? Who is McKinley Winkle?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Helena, Montana. I'm a Capital girl. Go Bruins. I graduated there in 2016, went to Montana State University, got my marketing degree there. I cheered all 4 years at Montana State, made some awesome connections. And I knew that I wanted to come back home to Helena. My little brother's a senior in high school, so I wanted to be here for that. And I love being at home. And Helena's a beautiful place to live. It's a lot slower than Bozeman, which I appreciate a lot. So I was more than happy to be back home after I graduated.
Very cool. Yeah. My daughter's a Capital girl. She's on the dance team. So
oh, awesome. Good for her.
So that's going to go well. We're going to get along. So how long have you been then back in Helena?
I have been back in Helena since April.
Okay.
With everything that happened with COVID, my senior year got cut a little bit short, yeah, which was unfortunate, but I was lucky enough to be able to come back home and stay close to family and finish online school here, which was nice.
Yeah. How weird was that? I mean,
strange.
As a sophomore, as a junior, that's one thing, but either the front or the bookend years, right? As a freshman year, a senior year, that's got to be weird.
It was strange, to say the least. It was definitely hard at times to not be able to walk at graduation, or since I was in athletics, I didn't get any of my senior year banquets, which was pretty sad. But I mean, you kind of have to deal with the cards you're dealt.
Yeah. I mean, and at least you were close to home, right? I mean, you didn't have to go home to New York or go home to, you got to come home to Helena, and it sounds like everything worked out pretty well.
Yep. Everything works out how it's supposed to one way or another. So I'm very thankful that I was close enough to home, but still far enough away that I could do my thing, but very thankful.
Yeah. McKinley Winkle is our guest on Coffee Break today, and she's filling in for Kathy Burwell this morning, and you are now the new Helena Winds Workforce Director, is that right?
Yes. My official title is Helena Winds Director.
Okay. So first, let's explain to folks what Helena Winds is. We'll take this in chunks.
Okay, sounds good. So WINS stands for Workforce Innovation Networks. So the whole chunk of my job is essentially to help skilled workers retain their skills, develop skills, so then that way when employees go to hire, there's a good pool of applicants in the Helena area. So it's pairing employees and employers and making sure that everyone gets the best of the pick.
Yeah, so you're the middleman.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of facilitating everything. How did you get into that? I mean, that's not something you necessarily go to school for, right? Like specifically, like I'm going to lead this because that's a niche, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got a marketing degree and I knew that I wanted to do meaningful work when I came back to Helena. So I knew that the chamber did amazing things through the community. So I was looking on their website. I saw Helena Winds Director and I was like, oh, I'll click on it, see what it's about. And the whole job description was my major, essentially all projects I'd worked on in school. So I was like, oh my gosh, this would be perfect. So I applied back in March or April, and with COVID, everything was delayed, but it worked out to where I ended up interviewing early August, and now I'm here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. So as workforce director, what does that mean, right? Like, what does your job look like when you go to work every day?
Well, right now, it's still kind of maneuvering my way around things, meeting people, trying to get an idea of the direction we want to go. Right now, we're actually doing a strategic planning process. So we have a committee of people from around the community, and we have an awesome facilitator that's helping us with that planning process. So right now, I'm interviewing businesses about their workforce needs, what they would like to see the WINS program do, how we can help them. And then we're going to come together as a collective group go through themes, and then kind of pick a more sound direction of where we want to take the program.
Okay. So how big is the program? How large is Helena Wins? Because it's relatively new, right?
Yes. I believe it's as of 2018. Mm-hmm. But our steering committee is 20 to 30 people. So it's a decent group.
Yeah. And obviously answers for all of those questions you're talking about, they're different now than they were 7 months ago, right?
Yes. Things are definitely crazy to say the least, but with or without COVID, there's workforce needs in the area.
Yeah. McKinley Winkle is our guest on Coffee Break this morning, and we're talking talking about all sorts of stuff. We're talking Helena Wins right now. How do people get involved with that? If they're, we have a lot of business owners listening, is that something they can get involved with, or are you saying, well, here's our 20, 30 folks, we're good?
I mean, I'm open to anyone and anyone who wants to be a part of Wins. And even if you have workforce needs or an idea for the program or a way that Wins can help you, feel free to reach out. All my information is on the Chamber website or on HelenaWins.com. Follow us on social media, reach out there. I'm willing to help in any way that I can.
Yeah. So what are you hearing from business owners right now? I mean, you're interviewing them, you're talking with them. Mm-hmm. You're right down there talking with folks, not just in manufacturing or retail. I mean, you're talking with a wide variety of people. What are you hearing? I mean, what is the need right now?
Right. So most of what I'm hearing is people are having a hard time keeping people. And I mean, especially right now, job security isn't always guaranteed, mm-hmm. especially with COVID. So being able to hire people that are actually skilled in the position and keeping them there long enough to grow within their company.
Yeah, has anything changed? Because I know we talked, you know, if we go back a year, talking with Kathy about, well, let's look at employment here in Helena. It's been so hard for businesses to get people, like you were saying, to work, mostly because everybody they can get is already employed somewhere else. I mean, it was right down at one point, I think, to 2.9% unemployment. And officially, the numbers say, you know, when you get to 3%, that 3% is unemployable for one reason or another. So we were below that point. So everybody that was trying to hire somebody was trying to steal them away from another business. Mm-hmm. We're not necessarily at that right now.
Right. I think another aspect of the WINS program is bringing people to Helena, whether they have lived in Helena and are moving back, or there's a lot of college students that come here from out of state. And they're super talented, extremely smart, but there's not always opportunity in Montana as there is elsewhere. So people tend to leave, but we want them to stay and be a part of our community. So I think that's another aspect that we're going to be looking at, is keeping the talent that we do have here.
Yeah. So I know you're very new on the job. We're talking with McKinley Winkle this morning and talking Helena Wins to kick things off. You're obviously new to that spot, but sounds like just sort of dove right in.
Yes.
What do you see for the future of the program?
That's kind of what we're working on with our strategic planning process right now, is the direction that we want to take it. But I definitely want to be in the schools, be with smaller businesses, larger businesses, just being a helping hand and bridging that gap.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you said, I mean, Helena is such a great place to live for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. And so there's... at least you have something where this is relatively easy for you to sell. It's not like you're trying to sell something, you know, bring them in during the nighttime where they can't see mm-hmm. anything. I mean, this is an easy sell for you, for folks.
Yes.
Are you involved with that at all? You mentioned, you know, reaching out to people either previously from Montana or that are here for other reasons, short term for school, whatever. Are you involved in that, or is that sort of another wing?
I'm not entirely sure yet. I'm still kind of finding
my way.
We're
still trying to figure that out.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But I have had people reach out to me that I've gone to high school with and have moved to Texas, Nashville, and are coming back to Helena. And they're like, hey, I got a marketing degree. Like, have you heard of anything around the area? So, I mean, it's awesome to be able to help people that I've known have left mm-hmm. and are coming back. And I've gotten some inquiries on the website of people that are moving to town. What is there to do? What kind of jobs can I look for? So, I mean, I definitely am a helping hand in that, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's got to make the day a little bit interesting, right? Like, yes. I mean, because you're always talking with so many different people, really about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite part of it so far. I absolutely love people. I love talking to people. So being able to go out, meet with important business owners or people within the community that are working on kind of the same stuff as me and just bouncing ideas off of each other, it's been really awesome to meet everyone so far.
Yeah. You're tuned in to Coffee Break this morning, and McKinley Winkle is our guest. She's with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have to take a break. So we're going to go ahead. We'll do that now. We'll give McKinley a little bit of a breather, and then we'll come back and keep chatting on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break, and I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We're talking Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. We've got McKinley Winkle in. She's working with Helena Winds, and there's a lot of programs, a lot of projects that she's involved with. Thanks for sticking out, sticking around. We're gonna talk about them.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We got, you're telling me about Intern Bridge. That's something we wanted to hit on. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Intern Bridge is going to be a webcast series. Our facilitator is Robert Schindel. He's awesome. There's going to be videos released between October 15th and November 12th. So those are going to go out, and then we're going to be having discussion sessions via Zoom October 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And those are going to take place from 4 to 5 p.m. And it's super awesome. Robert Schindel is actually including two bonus workshops with this program, and they're going to be about remote interns, so how to host remote interns, how to supervise them, and the whole point of the program is how to provide a valuable and interesting internship experience.
Okay, so this is for business owners. This is not for somebody looking for an internship necessarily.
Right, yeah, more people that are wanting to provide an internship.
Mm-hmm. That I didn't even think about that, how that's changed right now.
Yes, with remote working, I mean, people want to still be hired for internships, but a lot of places aren't in their offices. So I think the last two bonus workshops are going to be extremely valuable, especially during this time.
Yeah, because an internship's all about sort of, it's full immersion, right? When you're trying to learn a language, they say, well, drop you in the country, full immersion, you'll learn it.
Exactly.
You'll learn it or you'll starve. Same idea with an internship, right? Like you get dropped into a business and you learn it because it's all around you. There's nothing all around you right now. You're on Zoom calls and email.
Right, yeah. So I think that it'll be super interesting to hear what Robert Schindel has to say. And I think that this would be a valuable series for not just internships, but if you're looking to hire employees. I mean, same concepts of whether you're hosting an internship or employee, just providing a valuable experience.
So this is open to anyone, or who is this for?
Yes, so it's open to all businesses. It's $79 for for-profit businesses and $69 for nonprofit.
Okay.
Yes.
And remind folks again, what do they get out of that? They pay their $69 or their $79, and then what do they get?
Yep, so they get access to all of the videos that are sent out, and then they are able to participate in the three discussions on October 15th, 22nd, the 29th. And then they get access to those two bonus workshops about remote interns.
Okay. Is there a deadline for this? There must be.
I would say register until the day before.
Okay.
But
that's
not
good for Helena.
Sure. Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, Helena is very last minute.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure that we're not going to have anybody miss out because they're doing what Helena does and waiting till the Thursday before the thing starts on Friday.
Right. Yes. But if anyone is interested in registering, you can go to internbridge.com/Montana. All the information is there, super easy to register. You just click register now, enter your information, pay, all is well.
Wow, super easy. McKinley Winkle is here with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce directly. She's with Helena Wen. She's the new director over there. And Manufacturing Day, That's something else that's coming up. What's going on with that?
Yes. So usually, from what I've heard, at least, that we've done in the past, is we usually do a manufacturing day in the high schools. Boeing comes in, helps out. Mm-hmm. But since everything is different this year and people aren't necessarily allowed to go into the schools unless you're a student, we are doing an online manufacturing day. It's going to be super easy. It's very well done, can be done on the student's own time or whoever wants to look into it. So it's 5 days of free material. It doesn't cost anything to sign up or anything. You just get access to the materials through me. So I reached out to the high schools, Helena College. So it begins September 28th and goes through October 2nd. So Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Each day, new material is released about different products in manufacturing. So I will be posting those daily on WIN social media as well as on the website with all the materials that you have access to. So there's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Those are the 5 topics within manufacturing. And there's videos of real-life people, what they do in their daily day of work. There's videos about the daily topics themselves and how they relate to manufacturing. And then there's some super cool bonus videos about some amazing people in the industry and what they do. They're just extreme ends of the job.
Yeah, so this is something that is... It sounds like engaging, like it's not just like, oh man, it's another web video. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this is pretty highly engaging.
Yes. And I mean, it can be done on your own time. And I think that's super valuable because right now everyone's like, oh, I have to go to another Zoom meeting.
Right.
But having these awesome interactive videos, you can do it on your own time. You can kind of pick and choose what interests you. So you can click on you can watch the tech video. And if you don't really want to watch the art ones, you don't have to.
Okay.
But so it's tailored to you, whatever you're interested in. But I would highly suggest it to anyone who's thinking about going into manufacturing, the trades, or even just want to learn a little bit more about the industry itself.
Yeah. I know typically this is a pretty valuable event for, especially if you're talking maybe juniors or seniors in high school trying to figure out, you know what, I think I'm kind of interested in this, but I don't know. This is giving you a firsthand look at, well, let's find out if you like it, because this is what we do.
Right.
And there are a lot of manufacturing opportunities here in Helena. I mean, you mentioned Boeing. Yesco is just down the road. You know, I know they've been involved. You know, there's a lot of people, and these are really good, high-paying jobs that we're talking about.
Yes, trade work is very valuable. I mean, I got a college degree. I absolutely loved college. College isn't for everyone, which is totally fine. But, I mean, there's a lot of value in the trades. There's always need for trade work, and it's super interesting. If you like being outside, if you like hard labor, it's a great opportunity to use your hard skills that you have.
Yeah. So I mean, it's sort of I guess the niche for this is folks in maybe older, like junior, senior in high school, even Helena College, but not necessarily. So this is open to anybody.
Yes, exactly. If you want access to the materials, they are free to you to use them.
Okay. So how do people get connected with these again?
Yes, so I will be posting them on Helena WIN social media. So if you don't already follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, I'll be posting links to our website, which is helenawins.com, and it'll be under a Learn tab. So you go under the Learn tab, and then everything will be posted daily by 10 a.m. for the topic for that day. And then I'll leave them up there for people who want access to them even after the manufacturing days.
Okay, and this starts when?
This starts September 28th. The first day is science, and so it'll start that Monday and go through that Friday.
So do people need to sign up before that date, or can they go, hey, I missed the day, can I play catch up?
Yeah, no, all the materials will be posted online, so anyone can go in at any point, whether it's after the whole entire week. But if you're interested in receiving the materials individually rather than going to the site, shoot me an email, and I'd be more than happy to start a list and get those sent out to individuals.
Okay. Yeah, so this kicks off on the 28th. That's not this coming Monday. It's the Monday after that. So
right.
It's the coming Monday, you know, manufacturing day online. Everything is online now, right? Like, it has to be almost. And I know that makes your job a little bit more difficult in some ways, a little bit more interesting. But you're also, you mentioned social media. Does that exist? Do you have... the social media you came into going, okay, well, here it is, here's our framework, or are you kind of building that ground up?
It's been half and half, I would say. So I came in with only having the website and the Facebook, and the Facebook wasn't posted on super often, but I've been trying to post daily, sometimes even multiple times a day. I've created an Instagram, created a LinkedIn. I've updated some things on the website. And part of the social media is I've been doing video series and trying to just build that up so people are more aware of WINS, because if they're aware of it, then they're more apt to use it. So one of my favorite things that I've been doing so far is Why Work in Helena Wednesdays. So every Wednesday, I post about something awesome that you can do in the Helena community or on the outskirts of town, because I think that something super important about working in Helena is you want to love where you live. And I mean, I love living in Helena, and I'm sure that most people that live here do, but a lot of people don't realize how awesome of a town and how awesome of a community it is. So really showcasing that part of it is something that I've been working on.
Yeah, so you can get a lot of cool stuff, even if you live here. It's, I tell Kathy every year when the visitor's guide comes out, I always seem to find something in that thing that I'm like, wait, that's in Helena? That's around here? Right. I always find, because there's so many things, I always find something that either I didn't know about or that I sort of, I think I heard at some point and forgot. Mm-hmm. There's so many things.
There are so many things. I mean, I've lived here for almost 20 years now. I was born in Missoula, moved here when I was young.
Well, but, we'll forgive you for that.
Yeah, right. But there's places that I still haven't eaten at that have been here forever. I'm still trying new places, trying new things. It's insane. There's so much to do here. You really appreciate it, especially when you leave and come back. Mm-hmm. After being in Bozeman for 4 years, coming back to Helena, I'm like, oh, wow, this is an awesome place to be.
So if people want to follow, you mentioned them, if people want to follow you on any of those social media platforms, just look up Helena WINS. Is that the way they find you?
Yep. So Helena WINS, and then WINS is all capitalized, but it should work however you type it.
Okay. So you're on the Insta.
Yep.
Or, are you on the Insta or are you on the Gram? I'm not sure which the proper lingo is at this point.
Either works.
Okay. So she's there. And you're on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And you're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a website.
Yes.
Did I miss any?
I think that's all.
You're not TikToking, are you?
Helena WINS does not have a TikTok.
Is that next?
We'll see about that one. Maybe not.
I could see Kathy Burwell on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
I think something with Kathy and Mike, I think the two of them, they could go viral.
I think they could. I think that definitely has potential. We may have to look into that.
I think it'd be fantastic. That's the next, Kathy, we just gave you, she's not listening now because it's 5 minutes before the launch of this thing. So somebody's going to have to tell her that we've unofficially signed her up for a viral TikTok video. will you let us know, McKinley, we've got about 5 minutes left, about 4 minutes actually left. Leadership 2.0, that's something that Kathy's getting ready for, and that's why she wasn't here today. What is this whole thing? I mean, it's online. We mentioned it's on Zoom, but what is it?
Mm-hmm. So Leadership 2.0, the goal of this is to provide leadership skills training, professional development, and motivation to businesses, employees. So we have 4 nationally renowned speakers. The first one is today. Then there's one October 15th, the 19th, and then December 17th. So each speaker has a different topic. It is $59 a session for Helena Chamber members, or $199 for all 4 sessions. But if you aren't getting ready to log on right now, you'll have to pay the 3-session
right
price. And then for non-members, it's $69 a session and $249 for the whole program. It's going to be a super valuable experience, and I'm excited for everyone who's on it. The speakers sound absolutely amazing. I've actually met one of them since I've been at the Chamber, and they just have tons of knowledge, so I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, this is going to be a neat thing. I mean, it's like everything else, it's sort of been revamped and turned
right
into an online platform, but it seems like that also opens up possibilities to maybe get some experts that you wouldn't have been able to get in otherwise.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure that more often than not, a lot of these speakers are traveling and maybe across the country, but to be able to have them speak for our Helena community is insanely awesome, because they can do it from their own home.
Right.
They don't have to travel.
Yeah, they can do it in their pajamas.
Right.
Which is which is really nice. I can do this show in my pajamas too. We're not today. What else is coming up, McKinley? We've got 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
So they're yours to fill. What do you want to talk about?
Perfect. So another thing that the Chamber has actually been working on is our Montana Aware program. So I'm sure that some of you guys have seen posters around town with the Helena Chamber logo on it. And it says, "Let's keep Montana aware, Montana safe." It's just reminding people to wear their mask, maintain social distancing, washing hands, using hand sanitizer, touching your face, covering your coughs and sneezes, just general hygiene, just to keep the community safe. And our main tagline is safety first, adventure second. And so with that, I mean, being in the community that we're in, it's easy to social distance and get outside and do all of these things. So life definitely is not normal. But I mean, we're lucky enough that we can go hiking, we can go boating, we can go kayaking, and you're maintaining social distance from people. So just really thinking about when you're out about in the community, making sure that you're practicing safety, but still enjoying the things you love to do.
Yeah. And there, like you mentioned, I mean, there are so many things that you can do here. And the nice thing, I zipped over to the Mighty Mo this morning and chatted with Mike for a couple minutes. And we just sort of talked about, you know, whatever it is, whether it's the nobody's sneezing on each other, or, you know, people are washing their hands now, whatever it is. We're doing it here in Lewis and Clark County, because you look at our numbers compared to much of the state, they're very, very good. Same thing in Jefferson, same thing in Broadwater. The Tri-County area of this of the state is doing exceptionally well with all this stuff.
Yes, I agree. I'm super proud of our community, and I'm so thankful to live in the place that we do. It's a very safe community, and I think that people are practicing safety first, and so I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah. McKinley Winkle is with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce directly. She is the Helena Winds director now. At least she is. She has been for, I guess you're about a month in now, right?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. So if people want to get a hold of you to find out more information about whatever we talked about today, or if they have a question about something that we didn't talk about, how do they do that? How do they find you?
Yes. So there is a Helena Winds link through the Helena Area Chamber website, or you can go directly to helenawinds.com. My work email is on there, as well as there's a contact us button. If you just click that, fill in your information, what you want to talk about. I would like to say I do pretty well at getting back to people. You can reach out to me on social media, anything. I'll get back to you, and I'd love to chat with anyone and everyone about
fantastic. McKinley, thanks so much for coming in today. I sure appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, head on over, give us a review there, that's always much appreciated, or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in, we'll see you back here tomorrow.